Hello and welcome to Primary Viewpoints, a monthly podcast from Patient Care Online. Tune in to hear practicing physicians and healthcare leaders sound off on topics that impact your clinical practice. I'm your host, Sydney Jennings, Associate Editor of Patient Care Online. In today's episode, we spoke with incoming American Academy of Family Physicians President Dr. Sterling Ransone about potential challenges to come during the 2021-2022 influenza season and why his message to clinicians begins with, "Look out for yourself."
I'm Grace Halsey, Senior Editor of Patient Care Online, and I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Sterling Ransone, the President-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. He's also Clinical Assistant Professor of Medicine and Population Health at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. Dr. Ransone has practiced rural medicine for more than 20 years and is a third-generation family physician. He's currently the physician practice director at Riverside Fishing Bay Family Practice in Deltaville, Virginia. Hi, Dr. Ransone.
Good morning.
So here we are on the cusp of the 2021-2022 flu season and also in the midst of a fairly unpredictable phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. And last year at this time, there was great concern around the potential for a twindemic, so an overlap between SARS and influenza and other circulating or other seasonal circulating respiratory viruses. So it ended up being a terrible winter for COVID, but the twindemic really never happened. It didn't happen. So this year could be pretty different. I'm wondering if you have the same sense and also what you might be hearing from colleagues and AFP members about the months ahead.
Well, the primary concern that I've been hearing from our members is the worry about the surge in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. The huge worry that we have is that our staffs, both the physical personnel staff and the facilities themselves, are going to be overwhelmed with new patients coming in. You know, we were very, very fortunate last year to have a minimal flu season. In my practice, I have not seen a case of influenza since February of 2020. So it's been months since I've seen a case, and we were incredibly fortunate about that. But the worry that we all have now is, what will we do with these things as they start reemerging? We're quite concerned that they will reemerge because of the opening of schools in certain states where folks are not wearing masks and practicing appropriate public health measures. We're worried that a lot of these respiratory illnesses will emerge, especially in our pediatric patients. We're incredibly worried that RSV will take another hold, and then we'll have a triple-demic, potentially the Delta variant of COVID, influenza and RSV all hitting at approximately the same time. And how do we take care of these patients? How do we have sufficient physical resources to care for their needs? So that's the biggest concern that I've heard about.
What do you think the greatest challenges will be in terms of actually of the physical plant? Are we looking at difficulties in getting testing supplies, for example? I mean, if there's a run on COVID because of Delta, as well as people having a range of symptoms, they don't know what it is. You can't look at them necessarily and tell what it is. Then what?
Absolutely. So last year, we would get a lot of phone calls when people were concerned about could they have been possibly exposed to COVID and what the symptoms are. Now we've got the Delta variant, which has a slightly different constellation of symptoms in addition to the other things that we're worried about every year. So for us, we're having to figure out how to manage our staff resources, have enough people here to triage, to answer questions. How do you most efficiently optimize the clinical staff to see the patients who need to be seen? We've got all that. We've got, again, confusion over what that might be. I had a patient today who she said, "I feel guilty about coming in, but I'm really worried about whatever." And after talking with her, I said, "You should have been very worried about it. And I'm so happy that you came in and we could discuss your concerns about your potential exposure to COVID." Mm-hmm. On top of that, we have to deal with a populace that has a lot of hesitancy with public health measures. And in dealing with them, that's another time drain on our clinical staff, because we get a lot of calls about Is this true? The internet rumor of the day, practically, that comes forward. I get calls asking if it's, is it true, and is it something that they need to worry about? So it just, they're time constraints, and we only have a certain number of resources, specifically staff resources, that we can devote to that. Sure. The other problem that we have is, how do we get the patients the healthcare that they need in this highly charged political environment? You're seeing people who are refusing to be tested. How am I going to give a person an adequate diagnosis if they won't allow themselves to be tested for what we are concerned they might have? You know, the differential diagnosis for the respiratory illnesses that we're seeing come through are influenza. Could it be COVID? There's a difference between the original COVID and the Delta variant. RSV is coming in our pediatric patients. This is in coastal Virginia, where I am now. We're starting to see the emergence of a lot of environmental allergens that can frequently look like a respiratory illness.
Wow.
With schools reopening, we've got colds that are going around. It's confusing. It's confusing for the patients, and having the adequate time devoted to allow them to get the care they need. That's the biggest concern that we have.
Right. And so you've been in rural medicine for a long time. I would imagine that the challenges, and you've just referred to a couple of them, are even greater for you and your colleagues in the more remote areas. Is that concerning as we go forward as well?
It is, because in a rural environment, the stressors that are placed on the healthcare system are concentrated on a smaller number of people. So if I have a full schedule and a full day, I don't have any place where I can divert the patients. Now, frequently in a more urban environment, if there's an emergency and your ER is full, you can divert them to another hospital. We don't have that luxury here. So you have to take all the folks who are coming in. So small group practices, solo practices, just having the time needed to do what you need to do to give good patient care, it's not there. Frequently, it takes a lot of time to have the conversation with the patient to help them overcome their concerns about vaccines. Mental health issues, which have seen a huge flare in the last year, it takes time to deal with those. And we don't have, in a rural environment, we don't have a lot of the paraprofessionals and other professionals that we need to help them. So it gets put on the rural practitioner. So the clinicians in a rural environment, again, it's just concentrated on them. So I worry a lot about burnout in folks who are in a rural environment. Compassion fatigue is the thing that I'm seeing the most these days. If you go online and talk with other clinicians, physicians, PAs, nurse practitioners, folks who are in rural environments helping take care of some of these patients, the compassion fatigue that we're seeing right now is just really starting to reach epidemic levels, because they're so stressed and we don't have the time we need in order to counsel the patients in an appropriate manner.
Right. You've covered or touched on these issues, but I was going to say that you said daily, but I was going to say providers are challenged almost weekly to either translate public health policy or to pick apart the myth du jour.
Oh, yeah.
And not just for COVID vaccine, but for flu vaccine now too. I mean, there's there's always a seasonal hesitancy for that.
Absolutely.
And you've definitely referred to the fatigue that's already present. If we were not on a monitor, but in a room full of primary care providers, IMs, FPs, GPs, what would be your personal message to them as we continue in what's going to be a very difficult healthcare delivery environment?
Well, it may sound cliche, but to the physicians to whom I would speak, I would say you are the true heroes and sheroes of healthcare. Your patients trust you above all others to provide unbalanced and truthful healthcare recommendations. So though you may have a long day, they trust what you have to say. Don't doubt yourself. Know that your training over the years has prepared you for moments just like that, or just like we're currently living in. The first thing I would tell you is to please look out for yourself. Look out for yourself both physically. Make sure you get some exercise. Look out for yourself spiritually, be it wellness, be it your faith, whatever it might be. But please look out for yourself. You cannot give the patients the care they deserve if you run yourself ragged. So please look out for yourself. Secondly, look out for your loved ones. Remember, they are the ones that frequently bear the brunt of the stressors we face in our everyday work lives. And frequently, they're the ones that we ignore because they love us and we know that they will continue to love us despite the fact that we're elsewhere. Please look out for them. And finally, please look out for your staff. Realize that though they might not have direct clinical care responsibilities in your office, they are incredibly stressed as well. The amount of vitriol that they get that is dispersed before they ever make it back to you as the clinician is incredible. And please help them with their wellness. In our office, we've done things like at the initiation of the pandemic, we had barbecues every few weeks where we were socially distanced, but we all got together, morale building exercises, having huddles so they know exactly what to tell the patients if there is a concern. And again, that concern du jour. We have people calling our office saying, well, is it true about things like microchips? You know, we had somebody who fought with an office person against having their temperature taken because they had read online that that's how you activate the microchip that supposedly we gave them last year during their flu shot. So preparing your staff for episodes like that and taking the time to give your patients the true, unvarnished scientific evidence in this pandemic is really important. But I will circle around to say, I guess, two things. One, it's okay to say no. You don't have to do everything that somebody asks you to do. And number two, look out for yourself, because if you don't care for yourself, you won't be there for your patients.